So, Nicholas forgot to tell you that I'm a horrible person. First of all, I love mathematics. And secondly, my goal for today is to get you hooked and addicted and obsessed with finding all 17 of them. So, you know, there's train spotting and bird watching, and you have to find all 500 kinds of birds in Ontario or whatever, and climb, and there are people who want to climb all peaks over 14,000 feet in Colorado, and I want you to find all 17 tiling patterns. I will be following this handout, but also you have this little score sheet to put in your wallet and mark when you catch one. But I think I owe some explanation. So first of all, what's a tiling? I will not give a proper definition, I'll just give examples. Here's a window I saw not so long ago at the Aga Khan Gallery in newly opened in Toronto, and here is a tiling pattern, okay? It's made of repeating tiles, and the tiles, each tile is of finite size, not too small, not too big, but when you repeat them, they cover the entire wall, the entire plane. Okay? Well, they don't really cover the entire plane. The Aga Khan Museum is finite, but in principle, it could cover the entire plane. Here's another example. That's the bed cover that my wife and I used to have in our bedroom, along with our cat. Here is a repeating tile. It repeats over and over again, sometimes reflected, sometimes rotated, but that's a tiling pattern. A brick wall, there's also one outside, that's obviously a tiling pattern. Here is a strange one. So this was taken with a camera in macro mode, placed in front of a computer screen. So the computer screen was showing a penguin, and if you look at the belly of the penguin, you see a tiling pattern where the tiles are like triples of green, red, blue, and they repeat and cover the plane, and again, there are some symmetries here. Here's another one, a frozen fence at Niagara Falls in the winter. Here's another one, the shirt of my friend Sarah Resnikov, who at the time was a graduate student, now she's a professor at Kansas. Here's another one, a tiling at the Spadina and Kendall Avenue subway station. And here's another one, I took this one half an hour ago. This is a chair on the top floor of the Toronto Public Library. And again, if I will magnify it, you will see that it's made of repeating tiles that entirely cover the plane. Are you with me? Good. The theorem, the mathematical theorem, is that there are exactly 17 tiling patterns. No more, no less. There are precisely 17 different types of symmetries that tilings can have. And I'm going to tell you how to identify them so that you can catch them. Okay? Here's the list. So in my notation, they are 2-2-2-2, 3-3-3, 4-4-2-4, 6-3-2, 2-bar, 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 3-bar, 3-bar, 3-bar. It goes on like that up to number 17, which is the empty set. The more standard notation is the Conway notation, which is the notation used in the book over there, and it's listed here as well. And there is also the crystallographic notation, because actually these tilings appear in the study of crystals. So chemists or physical chemists care about them, okay? Anyway, all of these tilings are made of various combinations of the 10 basic features. The 10 basic features are 2, 3, 4, 6, 2 bar, 3 bar, 4 bar, 6 bar, M and G. And here is an explanation of what they are. It's on the back side or the front side, perhaps, of your reference card, so you can put it in your pocket, in your wallet, and look it up whenever you need to, after you're hooked already. So let's start from the first type of feature. So this is the flag of the island of Man, somewhere between Ireland and England, And it has a threefold rotation only symmetry above this point. I think it's obvious what it is. I don't need to explain. If you rotate it one third of a rotation, it comes back to where it was. In fact, likewise, there is two, which would be if there is just a twofold rotation. There is four if you have a fourfold rotation, a swastika, for example, sorry. There will be a five if it's a fivefold rotation. I think the flag of Hong Kong is an example, and so on. Here is what I would call five bar. So five bar is if you have a point so that there is a fivefold rotation, but not only rotation, but also mirror reflection through that point. So if I pass a mirror like that through the middle, then if I reflect around that axis, I get the same picture as I had before. So that would be a five bar. The bar is supposed to represent the mirror. Okay? And so this is what I would call a five-fold rotation reflection. And there is likewise two-fold, three-fold, six-fold. Six-fold, for example, is the Magen David, the flag of Israel. And let's go on and see examples. Or maybe first I should tell you how I got hooked. So that was in 1999. I bought my first digital camera. And I, you know, that was very new. Very few people had them. And I thought, gee, I must find somehow a way to use it in mathematics. And my sorry decision was to catch them all. And then for about 2.5 years, I was walking around looking for symmetry patterns. It's going to happen to you too. And so this, for example, was taken in the Gion district in Kyoto, where all the geishas are. Everybody around me was looking at the geishas. I was looking at the floor, taking pictures. Anyway, what features do you see here?
Six.
Where do you see a six, Nicolas?
The 6 points. So if you rotate.
The six is right in the middle here. The point of rotation is right in the middle. What else do you see?
Mirror.
Mirror. Definitely no mirror. If you think about it, this is sort of asymmetric, right? If you, it's a bit. It's not entirely easy to see, but it sort of looks a little bit like the fan. It has a handedness. It has a direction that it wants to spin. So no mirror. But okay. So there is a six, but there is more. What else do you see? Sorry?
Two connections,
but which of the symmetry types are two, you mean here?
Well, to me it has nodes.
Right, no, but I'm looking for the features that I've advertised. Namely, I'm looking for precisely one of these two. So I've already excluded mirrors, but maybe you can find these features. So where else do you see that feature? One of those features. So there is a six around here. At the corners, what?
Three.
By three. Okay, so there is a six here, a three here, and in fact there is a two in the middle of each edge. If you rotate by 180 degrees, so a two-fold rotation, it comes back to where it was. So this tiling pattern is a 6-3-2, and I get to mark on my reference card that I found it. Okay, next. Oh, sorry, I'm on the wrong screen. Next, this is again, people at the zoo tend to look, this is at the Jerusalem Zoo, people tend to look at the lemurs, I was looking at the tire threads. What do you see here? It's a bit hard to see, so maybe I'll help, okay? So there is a two in the middle here, right? There is another two halfway between two of these ridges. I hope the pictures are sufficiently visible. It's not great. Maybe I'll do it quickly, but there is a two here, a two here, a two here, and a two here. You know what? Maybe I'll go for a better sample of the same thing. It's back a long way ago. Sarah Resnikov's shirt. There is a two in the middle. Oh, sorry. Let's do it here. there is a 2 here, there is a 2 here, there is a 2 here, and there is a last 2 over here. And there are, of course, other 2s, but they are the same. So there is the 2 of the middle that appears here in the middle. There is all, it also appears here. But there are 4 distinct 2s. So let me mark it as found and move on. Okay. Which one is this one? So this one was taken at the Frankfurt airport. In the departure lounge, everybody was rushing for to their flight. I was lying on the floor on my back, taking a picture of the ceiling. This is the ceiling. These are ceiling lights, and I had to lie very far down so as to get as much of it as possible without distortion, because it's actually a three-dimensional grid, right? And a grid or whatever. And I had to take the picture so that it doesn't get distorted too much. What do we see here? So here we actually do see reflections. So there is a reflection line over here, for example. And in fact, through this reflection line, we see an order 3 symmetry here in the middle of a triangle. No way it could be more than an order 3. And there is a reflection line through it. So this is a 3 bar. There's also an order 3 here. At first sight, it looks like an order 6. But in fact, there are those triangles made of sort of, There are those triangles made out of the sort of smaller bars. So it's an only an order 3 rotation around here. So there is an order 3 rotation here. There is an order 3 rotation here. And there is an order 3 rotation around here. And that's all there is. So I can give myself another check mark, and it's a 3, 3, 3, 3. And let's go to the next. This is a washroom in Little Italy. So you know, many of my pictures are in washrooms. You can look in the handout. I don't know. What do we have here? So this one is sort of amusing. There is a 2 over here, right? If I rotate twofold, but 180 degrees, it comes back to where it was. And there is no mirror through that. Okay? Basically, you know, it had the, so there's no mirror. There is a 2 here, but there is a mirror through that 2. This is a mirror line, and there is a 2 here through it. And there is another 2 here, so there is a 2 with no mirror, 2 with mirror, 2 with mirror. So that's it. 2, 2 bar, 2 bar, and let me mark it. Sorry for going a bit quickly. Where is it? 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2 bar, 2 bar, and now I can move on. And here are the other 2 features that I skipped before. So the next type of feature that you may find is a mirror only. Like in the Canada flag. So this is a free mirror reflection, meaning it's a mirror reflection but with no rotation through it. I will call it M. And then the last, so here is an example. This is in a coffee shop in Kensington Market. And here is the back seats, the seats here. And here it is. Magnified, and let's see, what do we see here? So there is an order 2 rotation here, right? There is another order 2 rotation here, or here, between the sort of, this is between the sort of circles and this is between the squares. Mm-hmm. But there is also a mirror through here, and there are no rotations available through this mirror. Because you see, for example, here is a circle. The 2 circles next to it are below. Any way I will rotate it, they will not be below. So there is no possible rotation through this point that will make it a symmetry. So therefore, there is a free mirror over here. And the pattern we have is a 2, 2, M. 2, 2, and a mirror. And you know what? I think I'll skip marking it and just move on and talk about the last type of feature. This is a free glide reflection, and I couldn't really find it in a flag, so I made an artificial one. This is what you see in footsteps. Okay? So if you look at your own footsteps, well, there are definitely no rotations available here, yet there is some sort of symmetry. It's not a mirror through this line over here, right? Because if I reflect through this line, this foot would be here, not where it should be. But what it is a so-called free glide reflection. Free because there are no other features going through it, and glide because the pattern repeats if you reflect and then glide, move forward. So, right, if I reflect this foot, it comes to be here, move forward, it's here. Reflect, it comes to be here, move forward, it's here. So glide reflection means mirror reflection followed by a step forward along the axis of the mirror. Let's find some examples. That's a lovely one. This is in a winery in Niagara Falls, near Niagara Falls. So these are wine bottles, and they're stacked together with sort of bottom top, okay? So you see here the bottoms of the wine bottles, but also the caps, which are red. Now, because of gravity, the caps tends to fall down. So that breaks the rotational symmetry. There are no rotational symmetry here because the caps tend to be sort of below the B-line between the bottoms. But what do we have here? Okay, we definitely have a mirror over here. So that's an M, okay? But there is also a glide reflection here. You see it? I reflect. I don't quite get what I had, but if I reflect and then glide up, I get what I had. So I have an M and a G, and this is a GM. Maybe now I'll give myself credit for it. So MG, here it is. And I think I can credit myself for the 22M as well from before. And we're done, practically. Well, okay, no, there's one more. What's here? So this is in a future shop store showing TVs. There is clearly some repeating pattern here, but there is definitely no rotation. Here it is magnified. There are definitely no rotations, definitely no reflections, no glide reflections, no nothing. So what is there here? So this is the last one. This is the pattern at the very end. At the very end here, and it's indicated by what mathematicians call the empty set. No features. It is a tiling pattern but with no symmetries other than just translation, just moving the tile one unit to the right and one unit up, okay? So this is the zero or the empty set, and it's the last one. And in fact, it's only nearly the last one because I have to show you one last example, this one. This one happened 2.5 years after I started, and this one is when I got released. It was the last I found. In the middle of the night, in Jaffa, looking into a Moroccan goods store in Jaffa, is a neighborhood of Tel Aviv, and the store was closed, so I have to take the picture sideways. But this is a desktop taken from sideways. Had I looked at it from the front, it would appear even more symmetric. But anyway, what do we see here? So which one is it? What do you see? That's the hardest to find. I mean, you get bonus points if you find anyone in Toronto. So again, think that it's appearing from the side. So actually, these things are much more like triangles had we looked at them from the front. So There is an order three rotation around here, the vertex between three blacks and three whites. There is an order three rotation in the middle of a white. There is an order three rotation in the middle of a black. And I am, what? Oops, wrong. When I marked the 3-3-3 before, there were mirror through it. It was a 3-bar, 3-bar, 3-bar. Shame on me. Now I can mark 3-3-3 and I'm off the hook. Sorry. One more word. There is some reading material about it, and now it's up to you.